is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. Send a message. Varen likes it. He'll read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show at 713-780-3776. And I haven't been able to make the Twitch channel work since I'm on a, so I don't know about that. So it's either unavailable or not supported in this browser, which is.
Are you on Google Chrome?
No, I'm on Safari.
Use Safari?
I use Safari on mine, but this is not my laptop.
Do you use Safari?
No.
Okay, I'm using Safari because I'm a Safari person.
Well, I set it up with a guest login so he couldn't get in and see all the DPs that I have on there.
yeah.
DPics.
Yeah.
So it's only a web browser, basically.
Okay, so I'm going to be off the Twitch today. Sorry. But you can text now. And if you're... The reason is that I apparently left my laptop at home because my mind isn't functioning properly from lack of alcohol.
Before you had a MacBook, what was your browser of choice?
I used Chrome when I was on the Dell.
And you prefer Safari to Chrome?
Yeah.
See, when I because I mean I've used a Mac for now, I guess 20 years. So when it was sometimes it was difficult to get everything to work in Safari. So my secondary browser back then, when Safari was my number one, was Mozilla.
Mozilla, yeah.
And then that kind of has faded out, and I had to find a new secondary one, and it ended up being Chrome. And then because every being on Chrome makes it all so easy to connect all your Google stuff in one place. So I've just now, Chrome is my main chick, and Safari is my side chick.
Yeah, it's the other way for me. And I didn't start, I didn't get a MacBook until... Well, we were launching Sports Map, and I needed a legitimate computer. And plus, I was tired of breaking those Dells every year that I got them. And now, like, if for some reason I've lost my laptop, which I don't think I have, but I'll be in real trouble because even those I kept around for a long time, just as backups, in case something happened to the Mac. And since then, I've given them to people who needed laptops. So if I don't have mine, I'm screwed. But
bad news.
Now I'm up to a six now. I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody brought up who would be the Gal Media Penguin, and somebody mentioned Juggalo Trey.
He was probably my choice. You said Patrick Creighton, and yeah. I thought maybe Juggalo Trey would be the best. But I don't know. I don't know if Trey can act.
He's too happy.
Yeah.
But see, I think if you wrote the Penguin... He doesn't have to be the dark Danny DeVito Penguin. He could be the happy, sinister Juggalo Penguin.
But he has to eat the head off of a live fish.
Yeah, but that's, look, this is, I hate to break it to you, AJ, this is acting.
Okay.
You can make a fish out of chocolate or something and paint it silver and he'll be eating it.
Let me go with one just to, because we don't want to typecast. What if we use Dell as the Penguin? Would having a black penguin be okay?
Well, I think having a black penguin would be really good.
It'd be progressive, right? Like everybody was so excited about black James Bond.
Yeah.
We could make black penguin.
It's a possibility.
And he would just, he wouldn't really care about anything. He'd be the penguin who was just like, whatever, I don't care.
I think Dell is Mr. Freeze.
No, that might be good, too. What a horrible casting job they did with Arnold.
Yeah.
Mr. Freeze.
That was brutal.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, so who's Poison Ivy?
Oh.
Do we even have a legitimate Poison Ivy candidate here?
Holly?
No.
No.
She's too ghetto to be in our movie.
Well, you've kind of got what you need. The perfect Poison Ivy would be like your San Francisco sort of
wouldn't
free
it be love. Natalie?
Might be. That's not a bad one.
Yeah. Natalie comes across with like a hippie vibe.
Yeah, you have to be a hippie for that.
Yeah.
Like we could put Holly in as Catwoman.
No, that'd be gross too.
You got to have a touch of the gutter to be Catwoman.
Yeah, but you don't got to bring the whole swamp.
Oh, boy. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. So we asked, what about Lauren?
No. She would have to be like Batman's love interest.
Yeah, she could play Vicky Vale. Like, if we want to go old school, that would be a good role for her. Or Catwoman before she becomes Catwoman.
Right, right. Holly can be Catwoman after all the cats, like, kill her and use her body for a litter box for a week. Then we can use Holly. But we would need, you know, like a hot chick to be Catwoman before she gets... Right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm a big Catwoman fan. And it's not like it would take much to be better than Anne Hathaway as Catwoman.
That's true.
You're going to, on the break, have to show me how to find Chrome on this thing. Because it's not nearly as... Well, I'm not as used to it as I am mine, for whatever it's worth. Because mine's not an error.
I don't know if it'll let me do it because it's the guest login.
Oh, because I was just going to call up Chrome just to put the Twitch channel up to see if it would work on Chrome. But I've got everything else, so Twitchers can do.
I don't know why it wouldn't work if it works on Safari on your laptop.
Well, I don't know either, but this, you know, said it's not my laptop.
I'll mess with it.
Make Raheel Robin.
That might work.
Yeah, I could see that, but who's Batman?
I don't know. I guess John Granato, if you want to use like old, older, sophisticated Batman, like he's like a mature version of Batman. If you had young Batman, we don't have that.
We don't have a young handsome here.
No.
Like Andrew.
But he can't be Batman. No. He's not dark enough. No. He's not no.
He smiles too much.
Yeah, he's too friendly.
Like our Batman, we'd have to go old Batman. It'd have to be like David Gow or Glenn Davis. Or John Granato. I think those are our handsomes.
Yeah, I guess it would depend on what kind of movie we're doing.
What about Brad?
Brad?
Gilmore.
Oh. No, he's too skinny to be Batman. Hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Booker T could be Batman. Well, we'll do the whole...
Yeah, I like that idea. Yeah,
this will be called Black Man. I don't know if anybody's come up with this movie idea yet, but we'll take like a traditional white movie and cast it with only black people.
Well, I just like the idea of a black Batman.
I'm going to start doing that.
I think it's time. I think it's time.
I'm going to start doing that. Like, I'm going to take all-time great movies, like movies that everybody talks about, and just redo them with only black guys.
You know, it's been done, like with The Wiz and stuff like that. It's been done.
But I'm talking about
Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks wanted to do one.
I'm talking about bigger movies than that, though.
Bigger than Wizard of Oz?
They did do a black Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, it was called The Wiz. There's actually been a few of those done. Again, another great idea that you're...
Casablanca?
I don't know, but it wouldn't shock me. You're probably about 30 years behind on this idea. All right.
What's the new thing? I'm late to the party already. Give me something new. Give me a new idea, brain.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, soccer fans, Glenn Davis here. Thank you for supporting Soccer Map.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. The text line has had lots of really good suggestions.
They have some good ideas for me.
None of which I can read on air, but they're all very funny. And I don't have the actual Twitch feed of us up, but I do have the chat up. So if you want to get on Twitch and put your comments on there, we can do that.
I ended up finding a list of black movies in theaters now, most popular black movies in 2019, when black films Bad Boys and Just Mercy come out. And this is probably my naivety. I never thought of Bad Boys as a black movie. I guess because like Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are such cultural crossover stars. Like they, I don't think like they're just movie stars. So I guess I never put it together that Bad Boys was a black movie, but I guess it's got two black lead actors. So I guess that inherently would make it a black movie. But this has some movies on here that I didn't know. I would have never thought to consider them black movies.
Okay, let's hear them.
Now playing Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. There's literally one black guy in the movie.
Well, yeah.
There's the chick, too.
That's true. I don't know. Let's ask the black delegation.
Yeah, I think I kind of would vote no on that.
I kind of think so too. I don't think that's a black movie. But I listen. I'm not one to. I'm not trying to culturally appropriate their movies. So if it is, let me know. This one is maybe even more questionable. Jumanji: The Next Level. I mean, it's got Kevin Hart.
It's closer than Star Wars.
It's got Kevin Hart, and The Rock is half black. But will that qualify it as a black movie? These are the kind of questions I wish I knew the answers to. I'm not smart enough to know all the answers. I wish I was. But for race relations in this country, we need to figure out what's just a movie.
Yeah.
And what we're not allowed to claim.
Probably going no, but
Jumanji: The Next Level. Yeah. Have you seen it?
I haven't, but I saw the first one, and it's the same characters, right?
Right.
So,
but Kevin Hart is black.
Yes.
And The Rock is
and he's
half
not
black.
Kevin James, and it took me years to learn that. So
yes. They're very different. They're different shapes.
One of them.
Sizes.
One of them is funny, and one of them isn't.
Yes.
Oh, I can't believe I screwed that up because we were talking about some movie. It's like, oh, Kevin Hart's like, oh, that's going to be boring as hell. And then, second, oh, wait a minute. Kevin Hart's not the fat white guy?
No, different guy.
Yeah, the black delegation says no and no. So,
Lamont says, I think they're calling Star Wars black as in dark. No, this is about, I mean, this is an article about what they're calling black movies. Like this is on the Voice of Black Cincinnati .com.
Oh, so we're letting Cincinnati tell us everything.
Well, not we're letting the black men in Cincinnati tell us.
Okay.
That.
Well, I'm not going to trust someone from Cincinnati, black, white, or anything.
Listen, I trust a black guy from Cincinnati to know more about black movies than I trust you. I mean, let's face it.
I don't.
You know who we can ask?
Who?
Jerome, because he's on next.
Oh, good.
Who cares about the Texans?
Oh, we'll get the real.
We don't. There's nothing else to say about
we'll
that.
We'll get the real questions answered. What makes a black movie? How many black guys do you have to be?
Well, what about classics? Like, all right. So I'll put this
Jermaine
one.
Says hell no on both those movies.
All right, but like New Jack City.
I mean, yeah.
I don't think of it because I think of Wesley Snipes. Like it's just at the time was just a big star,
yeah.
And Judd Nelson was in there with him too,
but
it was primarily
it was a sort of an ensemble cast,
yeah, a lot of good actors in there,
and they were all black guys. Like all the, I mean, who was the most famous, or who was the biggest star in that movie that wasn't a black guy?
Judd Nelson,
and he was like what, the seventh or eighth character in that?
No,
movie?
No, I think he was probably the third character. Wesley Snipes was the number one, and then Ice-T and him.
What about Mario Van Peebles' character, Stone?
He wasn't on there nearly as much Ice-T was clearly the number two, but he was.
And what about the girl?
Which, she was farther down the list.
Hmm.
So he was third. The third most important actor. Oh, I don't know. I'm going to go fourth because G-Money.
G-Money.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alan Payne.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say yes. New Jack City is a black movie. And no on Jumanji: The Next Level.
Fair enough.
That's where the line is drawn for me. And I'm going to go no on Star Wars.
Yeah, definitely no. But New Jack City is one of my favorite
Star Wars
movies.
Has aliens, so it can't really be. We can't draw lines along race divides in that movie because, I mean, there's black guys, there's white guys, there's Wookiees, there's Muppets. I mean, there's too many. Like humans all got to stick together in a movie like that. So that's not a black movie. It's not a white movie. It's a movie.
I would agree with that.
Now there's white movies too.
Well, how do we? You know what? When we get Jerome on, let's get him to define what a black movie is. Maybe that's what we need to start with.
White movies. What I've learned is white movies are movies that black people won't watch because they're just too white. Like it's.
Well, I think we have different levels of white movie. There's like white movie that, like Steel Magnolias, is white woman movie.
Yeah,
definitely not for the average person.
Right. Schindler's List is a white person movie in like the worst possible way.
Yeah, definitely.
That's yeah. That's your fault.
Why is that my fault?
It's your generation, man.
No, that's not my generation. And yeah, I that's one of those movies I watched one time. I will never watch again. I've got like a long list of those. Some of them are just too intense. I'm glad I watched them because they're good movies. But you know, I like to be entertained. I don't like to sit there and, you know, be totally depressed.
Yeah.
I remember The Big Short, watching that one Sunday. And brilliant movie. They do a great job of explaining everything that happened with the housing crash in ways that normal people could understand. But by the end, I was so depressed I wanted to kill myself. And because they're doing it again. And we're going to wind up with the same stuff. And, you know, it's depressing.
Someone did say it to be truly progressive, you need to race and gender swap the movies. If you use a Chinese female Batman, you can get that China money. That's an interesting thought. No one's done that.
That is a good thought. What we don't want to do is include the NBA on that, though. No basketball on that.
Well, all right.
Look what happened with the Rockets. So I'm saying
that's true.
We want China money. You know,
that's true.
We can't have any Hong Kong references.
Maybe we'll get a Japanese Batman.
There's a lot more people in China, dude. We want Chinese money.
But are they? Yeah.
Ooh, Mamma Mia. That's as white as it gets.
Oh, yeah. Black people aren't watching that movie.
No.
I don't blame them. How many black people do you think went and watched Little Women?
What about Coming to America?
That's a black movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
You disagree?
One. No. It got me thinking about Trading Places.
Someone said that what I said made me sound like the Italian guy on Trading Places about Bad Boys not being a black movie.
The Italian
guy? He said the Italian guy on Do the Right Thing, not Trading
Places. Oh, okay. I was about to say. I missed that character.
Yeah, the Italian guy on Do the Right Thing. I don't know if how to take that. All I was saying was Martin Lawrence and Will Smith were such big stars at that time.
Yeah, I agree with you. I didn't think of it that way. I just thought of it as
white people, black people, everybody was watching that movie. It's like when Jay-Z was like in the early 2000s, Jay-Z, there was as many white people buying his music as black people. Like at some point, there are guys who we don't. I mean, nobody thinks of it. They're just big superstars.
Yeah. You know? I'm kind of with you on that one, but you know that the guy in Cincinnati says different, AJ.
I guess he does.
Somebody says any movie with Daniel Day-Lewis is a white movie.
That's probably true. That's probably true. All right, guys, I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. If you want to save some money on your home insurance, let me make it easy. Actually, I'm not going to make it easy for you. TGS Insurance will make it easy for you. They've built a system that gives you a firm quote in just 15 seconds, and all you got to do is send a text. Simple as that. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You reply back with that. They'll send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And this company, these savings, they are legit. The online rating is nearly perfect. And the average customer last year saved $870 on their home insurance. That could be you. $870 a year back in your pocket. And you don't need to wait for your renewal because TGS will take care of all that, all the hassle, all the back end stuff. You can just sit back and rake in the dough. One more time, Just text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving big today with TGS Insurance.
A ray of sunshine on a cloudy day. How did we let you stay?
We never thought we would.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hopefully Jerome will be joining us at some point, but if not, I think Black Skater has a pretty good definition of what makes a black movie from Twitch. It says, I think it's when the black dude wins.
When the black dude wins.
Yeah.
So we're saying Rocky 1 is a black movie.
Right.
Rocky 2.
White movie.
Is a white movie. Rocky 3. White movie.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Rocky 4 and 5 have only white guys.
Yeah. So they're white movies.
Yeah.
That's why Rocky 1 was the best.
Because it's a black movie?
I'm just speculating. I don't know.
Okay.
So,
yeah, it's interesting.
That's a good theory. I mean, I don't know if it completely holds up, but I think in most cases. So, like Book of Eli.
Is that a black movie?
He kind of wins at the end, right? He gets the book to him.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, crap. And I haven't seen that one yet.
It's all Denzel. Yeah, I'm going to go with yes.
But I think Denzel's one of those guys, he's too famous to call just black movies.
No, I know, because I hadn't thought of it until somebody here brought it up, because I didn't think of it that way. Just thought anything with Denzel.
I think at some point, pearl clutching white people aren't terrified of you as a black man, you just become an actor and not a black actor.
That's probably fair.
Yeah.
But I would also submit to you that I think most of our best actors are black.
We do have a good amount of black, solid black actors. I mean, Denzel might be the best.
Yeah.
White people he's so safe. White people feel very comfortable
with Will Denzel. Smith, they feel
comfortable. Oh, they feel the most comfortable with Will Smith. I've got to wonder, like, the key is, like, does a 45-year-old white housewife... Do they feel like threatened by this person? Are they clutching their pearls?
I don't know. I'll have to reach out to all the 45-year-old housewives out with, which aren't really any.
You don't have any of those?
No, I don't. I don't hang out with anybody.
Anymore. I don't know any either. Really.
And 409 asks, so Blade is a black movie. See, I never thought of Blade. It's just the same thing you were talking about with Bad Boys. From my era. Wesley Snipes was just a great action hero.
He was a big star. Yeah.
So.
Lamont, I don't think that's the official definition.
What?
Lamont says the official definition of black movies is if there's a fight at movie theaters. That's not true.
Oh. You almost got in a fight during Creed, though.
Someone did try to fight me after Creed. That was unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm going to... least safe with Bill Cosby. Oh, God. The Matrix is a black movie.
I don't think so. I think that's a neutral movie.
Morpheus does win, at least the first one.
But I think that's a neutral movie.
You're probably right.
That's race neutral, which so is Star Wars. Like that. I mean, listen, I know you got a couple black guys in there. There's a couple white guys, too. There's an Asian girl. There's a Wookiee.
Pretty good definition here from a texter. Anything they show on BET.
Okay.
That seems fair.
I'll be honest, I don't know what movies they show on BET.
Well, I don't either, but that seems like a fair way to judge. NASA Nerd says Passenger 57. Always bet on black. See, I love that movie, and mainly because, I don't know, I totally look at Wesley Snipes' movies differently because he was just, to me, he was, it's like I look at
Now, listen.
He was like Jason Statham at the time. He would do all these movies that were kind of second level, but they were really cool.
Right, but there are movies that Wesley Snipes is in that, because they're large black ensemble casts, that they become black movies.
Well, New Jack City, I think, might be different. But like Demolition Man.
That's a neutral movie.
Yeah. I think the Blade trilogy is neutral.
I think so, too. There's a black hero, but it's still a neutral show. Passenger 57,
Drop Zone, underrated Wesley Snipes movie is Drop Zone.
Dustin and Lamont were both asking about Black Panther, which I don't think it can be a black movie because it was culturally too huge. Like, white people were too into it.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think it. I'm going to go no.
So I think that's a neutral movie. It just had a black hero.
I would agree. Getting a lot of questions about White Men Can't Jump.
That's a neutral movie.
Yeah, because that was also that was Wesley Snipes. But
anytime you've got
Woody Harrelson,
you've got two co-stars, like equally billed co-stars, and one is white and one is black. It's almost always a neutral movie, even if the rest of the cast is majority white or majority black. Like, The Legend of Bagger Vance has...
Oh, that's a white people movie.
Now, mind you...
That is a white people movie,
but it's a neutral movie because Will Smith is a co-main character.
Yeah, I just think of that movie as white as it gets, though.
Every other character in the movie is white, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Savannah, Georgia white.
Right.
Yeah.
But it becomes a neutral movie because one of the co-headliners is Will Smith. It's got to be a neutral movie.
Yeah, although I think...
Now, I don't know that black people are watching it or claiming it. It's a tough call.
Yeah, I'm going to go, that's a white person movie. Just because, I mean, it's Savannah, Georgia in the, 40s or 50s, whatever it was.
That's true.
Yeah, that's as white as it gets.
What say you, Greg?
Hey guys, how's it going?
It's going sports. What's up?
So I want to start with Black Panther. Black Panther was created for black and brown people. It just so happened that it had an equal amount of white moviegoers, but it was really created for black people. And also,
well, that doesn't seem fair. That's like saying Superman. That's like saying Iron Man was created just for white people because he's white.
Right, but it's called Black Panther.
Okay, I mean,
and the majority of the cast are African American actors and actresses.
Yeah, I guess so. I feel like it's like once you get into like that like mega blockbuster area, like Bad Boys was, or like Independence Day, Will Smith is the star of the show, but. Because it was such a huge hit, I don't know. I don't know it can be a black movie or a white. I mean, it's a movie.
He was a star, but Bill Pullman's speech made the movie in Independence Day.
So that's neutral.
Yeah.
Boy, Black Panther's a tough one.
No, I think he's right. It was intended to be a black movie, but because it was part of the Marvel Universe, I think it transcended that.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a tough one for me.
Somebody says, black movie, search IMDb, and if three of the first five actors are black, equals black movie.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a good thought.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how we'll... like an official way to do it.
I think it's a fair way to try.
Okay. Let's look up Black Panther, IMDb.
Yeah.
Full cast and crew. First three listed. Chadwick Boseman. Yes. Michael B. Jordan. Yes. Lupita Nyong'o.
Okay, there you go. Three for three right off the bat. You don't need to go to five.
You got to get all the way to five to get Martin Freeman.
And that's only because he's a huge star. He doesn't have much of a role in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's almost an exclusively black cast. You might be right. That caller may be right about
Black Panther. Try Django. See how that one comes out.
No way. Because...
Well, you had
Leonardo DiCaprio was two, he play, and yeah. But two of the three top characters in that movie.
It's pretty close.
Are white. Let's see. Yeah, Jamie Foxx, Christoph Waltz, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
That's the three biggest stars in the movie, not the three biggest stars. They're the three feature characters. All right, in the
but
movie.
Of what's four and five?
Kerry Washington, who plays Broomhilda, and Samuel L. Jackson, who plays Steven.
So that's 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5.
There you go. All right.
But then, like, the next 5 are all white guys.
Doesn't matter. We're going by his standard.
I thought we said 2 of the top 3.
No, 3 of the first 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting way to look at it.
I don't know. That's tough. Because, is Django a black movie?
Well, that was the question. And that's the standard he gave us, 3 of the first 5.
All right.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying that's a standard. It's not a bad one.
It's an interesting way to look at it.
I mean, at least as long as you put something on it,
okay.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
All right. Quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Tuesday. Hope you're having a great one. We're having fun. Getting a lot of, if the director is black, that's a good sign it's a black movie. If the biggest star and the director are black. I like the 3 out of 5 thing because somebody asked about Jackie Brown. And we went and looked at it. Neutral.
Yeah.
Because you do have Pam Grier and Samuel L., but you also have De Niro and Bridget Fonda and Michael Keaton and Robert Forster, who just recently died, by the way. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I don't remember what I saw him in. He was in, and somebody out there will remember, it was either Netflix or Amazon show, and it was his last performance because I'm looking at him going, man, he looks horrible. And it's like, oh, yeah, he died last week.
The Mexican delegation is trying to claim Lupita Nyong'o, who it says is a Kenyan-Mexican actress, born in Mexico City where her father was teaching, raised in Kenya from the age of 1.
She's a Kenyan what actress?
Kenyan-Mexican.
Okay, here's my standard on that. Except for American, where everybody puts something before America, whatever comes first, that's what you are.
Okay.
So Kenyan. Because America's different because we're all, we're the necromongers. We all began as something else, right?
Right.
So you can be African-American. You can be Arab-American. So that doesn't really count. But if you're talking about 2 other pre-existing cultures, yeah, whichever comes first.
And
El Camino, that's what it was, that Breaking Bad movie. Thank you, 281. So, well, you keep looking these up while I do these Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. Okay.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
It's probably should have made your dumbass report yesterday, but you probably didn't get it in time. 2 men in Mississippi wanted to claim a lottery prize.
Oh, I saw that.
$100,000 lottery prize. They did it. They were so fired up to win this that they thought, hey, you know what? Let's take a losing ticket and let's glue the winning numbers on it. Public service announcement doesn't
They're
work that way.
They're smarter than that.
They scan. You'd have to find a winning scan, which means you'd have to have a winning ticket. But Otis Latham, 47, and Russell Sparks, 48. Boy, you think by the time you get to 47 years old, you know better. Tried to claim the scratch-off winnings at the lottery headquarters in Mississippi. The ticket was immediately determined to have been altered. Using glue to paste on the winnings numbers to match the prize. They called the
Dumbass.
Flowood Police Department about the 2 adult males. They were arrested and have been charged with conspiracy to commit a felony. Wow. And uttering a counterfeit instrument over $1,000. Latham was also charged with false identification information. Yo, okay, I get that this is a crime and that it's kind of serious, but do they really deserve jail time for just being stupid? I mean, there's no way that was going to work. I mean, is that conspiracy to commit a felony?
I think it is.
I mean, I think by the letter of the law, yeah, but can we, maybe step back and say, look, these guys are just dumbs. I mean, do you really throw them in jail for that?
Yeah, that's a tough call. I mean, I think you might have to do something, though.
Well, regardless, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
the gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Bannock Jeweler gym of the day.
Cap City asking about Pulp Fiction. Nah, that's a neutral.
Someone said Blue Chips. Blue Chips, I mean, it's got Shaq and Penny in it, but...
Nick Nolte.
Almost everybody in that movie is white.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Shaq, obviously it was a big deal to have Shaq and Penny in this movie, but I that's a neutral movie. I'm not going with that's a black movie.
Yeah.
It's too whitewashed. Hollywood's too whitewashed, Fred.
Yeah, that's a problem.
So I'm going to change things when I get to Hollywood.
Good luck with that.
Oh, you don't believe in me? What else is new?
Well, I don't know.
What else is new?
I'm just waiting for you to come up with an idea that wasn't done 30 years ago.
It hasn't all been done.
Well, I'm just saying, the last two really good ideas you've had have been done.
You don't know that.
Well, yeah, I do. You had the one idea for the fat person bachelor. It had been done.
I don't even know that they did it the way I wanted to do it.
It doesn't matter. They did it, and it was pretty close. And it only lasted one season, so that tells you it was a failure. And then The Wizard of Oz was done in black. That's been done. You know, I mean, don't want to say anything, but actually you should be able to succeed in Hollywood because all they do now is something that's already been done.
Yeah, that's true.
They do remakes.
Now's my time.
Yeah, I think this is a good idea. Just present it as though it's never been done. You don't have to call it a reboot. I like your chances here.
Okay.
So, you know what? I'm going to be fully supportive in this.
Thank you. It's a first.
Well, it's not a first.
I don't remember the last time you supported me in anything
else. A lot of times I lend support without, you know, actually saying I'm supporting you.
I just silently support you. You're silently kind of hoping I don't fail.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping you don't fail. I'm just not supporting your idea. That's all.
Okay.
And I'm kind of hoping it works out for you. But yeah. Somebody said you stole. SNL stole your Black Jeopardy.
That's true.
Yeah, just like somebody stole that shirt.
But I'm going to have Black Jeopardy Night of Champions. No one's done that yet.
Ooh.
I'm going to get the three best Black Jeopardy players of all time and have a primetime show. I got to wait till Alex Trebek dies.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. When he dies, I might go for that job. The problem is, like, when I was young and I wanted to be a game show host, I was more handsome back then, and I had a luscious head full of hair, so it seemed more likely. It's unlikely. It's not impossible because Drew Carey's got work that they would hire a fat guy.
Hey, and look, as much as Richard Dawson was a player, he was creepy as hell.
Yeah,
you could do this. You could be as creepy as Richard Dawson. But I don't think Jeopardy's right for you.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Well, Jeopardy's kind of smart people.
You think I'd be better on Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah, something like that. You know, I mean, I'm not saying you're an LCD kind of guy. I just think as a game show host, you're an LCD kind of guy.
Okay.
You know, like Whammy.
That pressure.
No whammies,
luck.
No whammies, no whammies. Yeah. Or anything that Chuck Woolery did, I think you could do.
I get they did revive Pressure Luck in primetime like a year ago.
Really?
But I don't think it worked out.
Because you weren't hosting.
The first season had 8 episodes, and Elizabeth Banks hosted it. That's why it's never going to work out.
Oh, no, that's a fail.
I mean, I don't mean to be sexist, but listen, women can do a lot of things. They can birth babies. That's impressive. You know, most of them can touch their toes. You know, yoga's hard. It's hard, but women do it every day. I mean, it's amazing.
Downward facing dog. Very difficult.
They can't host a game show properly. There's everybody has limitations, okay? There's a reason why they don't let women serve in the infantry, okay? Physical limitations. Also the reason why being a successful game show host, that's a man's job. I know Ellen tried that job, like the one where people fall down the hole and stuff. It's never going to work long term. You're using a gimmick. You want a long, successful run as a game show? You need a man. It's a man's job. You support me on this? I feel like you're leaving me out to dry here.
I didn't see Vanna White fill in on Wheel of Fortune, so I can't really comment.
She did do it once, but for long term, listen, honey, you're a letter turner.
Well, and she's kind of getting up there now. She's a veteran.
She Pat's still Ajax looks really daughter, good, though.
She does. She does.
I think Pat's Ajax daughter was the letter turner while Vanna was hosting, too.
Vanna, she's hardly aged. That's got to be some incredible plastic surgery going on.
Hey, well, it's California. What do you think?
Yeah, man, she looks the same.
I wish we were doing the plastic surgery thing before Dr. Linville. That would have been perfect.
That would have been good.
But you know what? Maybe your plastic surgery got messed up or your doctor screwed up. Well, Lawyer Dave can help you with that, just like he can with an accident of any kind. What's going on, Lawyer Dave?
Hey, Fred. Hey, AJ. Hey, Blitzers. Happy New Year to everybody. Yep, any kind of an accident anywhere, give me a call, 713-626-8900, and I, Lawyer Dave, based in Houston, Texas, will for sure help you.
And you don't charge a dime for your consultation, so if somebody's had an accident and maybe they need medical help, tell them what you're going to do for them.
We're going to find you some kind of a medical help that you can get to within close proximity to where you are at no upfront cost out of your pocket. Also, if as we go along in the case, we don't charge any fees for working the file, as well as the consultations are always free, as you said, Fred.
So you know, you don't get paid unless they win. So you're betting on them and betting on yourself. And the cool thing is, if I got a legal question about anything else, I can just call you. And if it's not something you do, you'll put me with somebody who does it. Or you know, if there's no case there, you'll tell me that. Doesn't cost me anything.
Right. We evaluate everybody's case, everybody's issues. If it's something we do, we help them. If it's something that is not within my province, I'll send them to one of the many, many lawyers I know here in town or elsewhere to give them the help and hand they need. That's for sure.
All right. Tell them again how they can get in touch with you.
You can call me at 713-626-8900. You can tweet me at LawyerDaveLaw, or you can find my email at LawyerDave.com, or worse comes to worse, or perhaps not, get me through Fred. He knows where I am 24/7.
Yeah, you guys can always DM me or send me an email, and I'll pass on the information if you can't remember all that. But 713-626-8900. If I need a lawyer, what do I do?
You better dial Dave.
So why am I not surprised?